Ezekiel, the first chapter, the second chapter, and the third chapter. So you bear with us. Very familiar scripture for the most part. Some probably not read too much. Probably going to skip around a little in the first chapter, but we're going to start with the fourth verse. I'm going to read you the first verse, and I'll drop down to the fourth. And we're going to skip around in the first chapter, so you just bear with us. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Fourth verse. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Now the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went, and they went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. And they four also had the face of an eagle. I'm going to drop down to the 15th verse. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto color of a barrel. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. When the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. going to drop down to the 26th verse. And above the firmament was, over their heads, was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of an appearance of a man above it, upon it. And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that was in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Second chapter. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. And they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. When I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Third chapter. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. He said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. He said unto me, Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them, for thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. And that's all I'll read. There's a lot more that we could probably read this morning, but I want you to think about something with me just a little bit. I'm going to read a couple of verses, if I can find them right quick. In your hearing, you can look them up. I believe it's Proverbs, the 16th chapter, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd verse. It says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Now, that's reading a good bit. I know this morning you may not have an understanding of maybe even where I'm going today, but that's neither here nor there. We've got something we'd like to leave with you, and that would be, God help us, the Word of God. I know that this scripture sounds pretty harsh. And it sounds like that, well, preacher, we just going to have a hard message. I've been thinking here lately, the last several months, just to be honest with you, about a lot of different things, and a lot of things has crossed our hearts and that of our minds. But I thought about this scripture, the first chapter in the book of Ezekiel, that how God was preparing his man, that brethren, to bring a message that to a people, my friend, he said, not of a hard speech, not that they couldn't understand, my friend, but he said, I'm sending a message to a rebellious house, he said, not because they've been rebellious to you, but because they've been rebellious unto me. But God give him some enlightenment, my friend, before he had to go preach the message. And my friend, I want to talk to us today. God help us. And my friend, I know today we're living in 2024, and brethren, we're living in an educated time, and we're living in a scientific time and a technological time, and brethren, man has filled his mind and my friend and his heart with all kinds of ideas, and my friend, none of which bring salvation. And my friend, oh sir, and my friend, I'm not talking to a bunch of idiots. And my friend, we're not preaching to people that don't understand. And my friend, they understand fully. They just choose not to believe today. And my friend, yes sir. And my friend, I thought a lot of times. And my friend, we've fallen. We have fallen. And my friend, into a little slumber. And my friend, at a little sleep. And my friend, a little folding of the hands. And my friend, in our poverty, shall come. How you listen to me for just a minute. You might say, preacher, you, my friend, you got the wrong message. My friend, I want you to know something. My friend, you're going to get engulfed if you don't watch it. And my friend, brethren, yes you are. And my friend, you're going to get deceived. And my friend, and the deception's going to be that you believe you're right. And my friend, yes sir. Oh, yes, sir. My friend, I know it ain't a popular message. My friend, brethren, but I want you to listen. My friend, brethren, the Lord. The Lord, I'm going to say the Lord God. My friend showed me. My friend, the situation of people. My friend, yes, sir, people's very intelligent. And my friend, they most certainly are. And my friend, we sung a song a while ago. And my friend, oh, what a Savior. And my friend is mine. And you know what's wrong with that song? And my friend, brethren, they've not many of us believe it. Yes, sir. And my friend, we've made us gods. And now, yes, we have. We found us and hewn us out cisterns. And I been broken cisterns. That will not hold water. And I been, no they won't. And I been, no they won't. And I been, brethren, we're living in the middle of a dying world. And I been, yes we are. Brethren, but they don't believe they're dying. And my friend, you know we're living in the time. And my friend, where sinners don't go to hell. And my friend, hell. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, just ask them. And my friend, they'll tell you. And my friend, it's going to be all right. And my friend, it's going to be okay. And my friend, brother, and little girl. Copper sung about God's grace and mercy. And my friend, this morning I want you to know he's very gracious. He's very merciful. And my friend, to them that believe. And my friend, yes sir, from the heart. And my friend, yes sir, them that have been born again. And my friend, that's God's congregation. And my friend, this world ain't God's congregation. And my friend, and we're living in the midst of a lullaby world. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. And my friend, preacher, what are you talking about? And my friend, Ezekiel was sent to the house of Israel. And my friend, God told him, he said, don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about how stout their words are against thee. And my friend, don't worry about them things. And my friend, I'm sending you that they might know that there's been a prophet among you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can get lullabied in this world. And I guess you can. Yes, you can. And I, friend, this world serves many gods. You know that. And I, friend, they got many saviors. And I, yes, they do. And I, friend, and nobody's going to hell. Ain't that wonderful? The truth of it is, and my friend, you must be born again. And my friend, preacher, what makes you authoritative? And my friend, on that subject, and my friend, that word of God, and my friend, brother, it'll stand. Yes, it will when all else fails. And my friend, it'll stand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, we're living in a day, I know. You don't have to tell me. And my friend, I know I'm in a minority. And my
my friend, and I know a lot of folks don't think like I do. My friend, but thank God there was a lot more that used to think this way. My friend, but brethren, they got converted. Did you know that? My friend, didn't you know that the world converts you? My friend, yes it will. My friend, yes sir. Friend, I don't know this morning. My friend, the 16th chapter of the book of Proverbs, the first verse tells you where the preparation of the heart is. My friend, who it is can straighten out a heart. My friend, brethren, I can't, but he can. Yes, sir. He can. My friend, I've looked across. My friend, I've seen people cry. My friend, I've seen them weep. My friend, I've seen them say amen. My friend, to the fact that they believe. My friend, but they believe as the world believes. My friend, and not as the church. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, we want to be Christians. My friend, but we ain't got the Christian in us. You say, preacher, you preaching. My friend, to us, I'm preaching to whomsoever. My friend, we'll hear it. My friend, you say, they ain't nobody gonna have that message. My friend, you don't have to tell me. Most of you cut me off. My friend, Emory. Let's go. Hey, yes, sir. My friend, I'm not strange. My friend, it's not strange to a child of God. My friend, what the Father really wants. How'd you know that? No, sir. No, sir. My friend, I was at home. My friend, being raised. Brother, it was no secret what my dad believed in. No, sir. He might have been a lost man, but brethren, he had some ways. My friend, thank God about him. I'm just going to say this. My friend, that a lot of Christians need to get a hold of. My friend, that he is a lost man. My friend, hear me. Ain't we living in the day? My friend, where anything goes. My friend, nothing wrong anymore. I'm talking to you. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, Ezekiel. God showed him, thank God, some things. Before he sent him on the mission. I just say, preacher, them wheels. My friend, them faces and all that don't mean nothing to me. My friend, but brethren, there's a voice come out of all that. Yes, he did. My friend, and you will too. My friend, you'll understand it too. My friend, if you get your heart right. My friend, yes, sir. We'll quit bowing down to everything the world gives. My friend, and everything the world says. My friend, I'm not ignorant to the fact. Brethren, my friend, that I'm in the midst of a good congregation. My friend, I'm not ignorant to that. My friend, but I want you to realize And I, friend, every one of us sitting here, and I, friend, has been swept away by deception. And I, friend, yes, we have. And I, friend, believing that if we stand for a certain thing, and I, friend, people ain't going to have nothing to do with it. And I, friend, yes, friend. There's one time, that God told him to dig a hole. And I, friend, through the wall. And I, friend, and he said, when you dig it, and I, friend, he said, take all your stuff. And I, friend, and get it out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I, friend, let the people know. And I, friend, that I. Friend, this morning, I don't know your heart. And I, friend, but I'm afraid, brethren, we've got ourselves in a mess. And I, friend, yes, we have. And I, friend, and I, friend, going away from God. And I, friend, and not toward Him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some of you sitting here, and I'm just going to preach what the Lord give me. And I, friend, some of you sitting here, and I, friend, got enough age on you. And I, friend, you've looked around and said, I ain't living like Mama and Daddy. And I, friend, I'm making my own way. And I, friend, and I'm going to say, and I, friend, you're making it. Yes, you are. And I, friend, you're clearing you out a new path. And I, friend, I'm going to tell you something. Just what this book teaches. And I, friend, I read to you. Yeah. It said all a man's ways are clean. It is on that. And I, friend, that's an old message. And I, friend, but it ain't me. And I, friend, it ain't me listening to. And I, friend, we've swept ourselves away with the worldly ways. And I, friend, yes, we have. Preacher, you got no proof. And I, friend, the truth of it is I got too much proof. And I, friend, your actions has outweighed your speech. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I, friend, you can't serve every God under heaven. And I, friend, and serve my God. You can't do it. And I, friend, you couldn't do it back yonder. And you can't do it today. And I, friend, brother, I can't hit it. And I, friend, it's what that word will teach. And I, friend, it most certainly is. I wonder. And I, friend, I wonder. Brethren, look around. And I, friend, one writer said one time, he said, go give these sacrifices to your governor. I said, see if he had been pleased with them. And I, friend, yes, sir. See if he had been pleased with them. And I, friend, brethren, started bringing the lame and the halt. Started bringing everything that the Lord said not to bring. And I, friend, I know it ain't no shouting message. And I, friend, I'm going to tell you something. This morning, thank God I can shout. Thank God in my heart. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You don't understand. The mess we're in. You know why I say that? Because I'm afraid it's done captivated us. Yes, sir. I'm afraid it's done overwhelmed us. It's got bigger than we can handle. God can handle it. He can handle it in your life. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If we're going to have revival, if we're going to have a spirit-filled church, it's going to have to start with me and you. Yes, sir. It can't start out yonder somewhere. It's going to have to start with me and you. Brother, we got people that say they spiritual. I believe they are. I just don't know what kind of spirit they got. There's more to this thing. There's more to this thing. Than just saying I believe. Yes, sir. Preacher, it's the Christmas season. And everybody's cheerful. We don't need no message like this. I'm going to tell you one thing. You get on your knees. And you cry to my God. Then you come back to me. And tell me I've missed the mark. Brother, it ain't going to happen. You say, preacher, you're awful bold. God help me, but I got to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you why I said what I did. Because I've been on my knees. Glory, hallelujah. And I know where it comes from. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The easiest thing. The easiest thing I could have done. This morning. I would be to hand that Bible out of one of these other preachers. That'd been a lot easier. On me. I ain't got the strength to to hold out. Like I used to, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Thank God I'm gonna leave this world fighting. You might not like it. But I got news for you. Somebody got to keep the light going. Yes, sir. We sang an old song. Says, who's going to carry the light? Who's going to carry the light? Brother, we are the light. Yes, we are. You know what the book says? It said, if thine eye be evil. If thine eye, be seen. It's better for you. Why not whole body full of life? But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body's full of darkness. Hear me. And I've been so called. And I've been, brethren, these things has changed in this world. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, the preparations of the heart in man, my friend, and the answer of the tongue is still from the Lord. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As written years ago. My friend, but brethren, it's still, my friend, comes from the Lord. Yes, it does this morning. My friend, I wonder. I really do. I wonder, brethren, what it's going to take. My friend, in your life. My friend, to get you to see the light. My friend, don't be disdained. My friend, by this world. My friend, they'll engulf you. They will. They'll engulf you. And my friend, they'll overtake you. And my friend, yes, they will. Yes, they will. And my friend, Bruce said something this morning. And my friend, he said about some things he had left in the ship. And my friend, brethren, I want you to know. My friend, brother, you can't let everything come in the ship. Oh, no, sir. My friend, we're living in a time, my friend. Can I say it again? My friend, anything goes. My friend, yes, sir, anything goes. My friend, preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. My friend, brother, and I want you to know these people didn't care much for Ezekiel either. And my friend, no, sir. How about, brethren, he is a man God sent. How was he not? And my friend, you probably don't have a thought. And my friend, that I ain't already thought of. And my friend, about this message. I want you to realize this morning, my friend, without a doubt, God loves you. My friend, he most certainly does. You can paint that anywhere you want to. My friend, it'll work. God does love you. My friend, but brethren, he don't like some of our sorry ways. My friend, just point blank. My friend, we have loose terror. And my friend, amongst ourselves. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And my friend, I know. I know this morning. And my friend, you might say, preacher. And my friend, do you think that message works today? And my friend, I got news for you. And my friend, this is the only thing that will work. Yes, it is. And I can make that what God sent Ezekiel with. And I can turn on. You can go back and read in Jeremiah. And I can in Isaiah. And I can you can read them and see what they have to say. And I can they said the same thing. Did they not? And I can I know. Morning. Hey, my friend, brother, you wanted to hear. I can, but brethren, I can't help but to believe, Bruce. God's got sick and tired. Of the ways we live. Yes, sir. Now I'm gonna say it again. We are in a mess. Yes, we are. Preacher, ain't nobody gonna live like that word says to live this day and hour.
Praise
the Lord. Well, I got news for you. I just happen to believe there's still some of us left.
Amen.
We might not be many, but brethren, there's still some of us left. We still got that of a conviction.
Bless him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Just anything and just any way will not do.
Amen.
It will not prosper. Some things that's written in this book, my friend, that God calls sin.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Whether you believe it or whether you forbear it, brethren, that part's up to you. It's still in the Word of God.
Amen.
And it will still stand.
Bless
him, Lord. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether I like it or not. We got ourselves in a mess, folks.
Lord,
and I got news for you. They ain't put one way out of it this morning.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to say this. My friend, not just to the young ones, I'm going to say it to some of us old gray-headed folks sitting around here. Brethren, we need to learn how to repent.
Amen. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God sent His word. Brethren, He stamped His approval. Something in the days of Moses, brethren, Moses stood between God and the congregation.
Yeah.
And he told the Lord, he said, "Don't you wipe them out." And you know what the Lord told him? He said, "I'm able with these stones to raise me up a house."
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He said, "I will be merciful unto him. I will show mercy." Listen.
Yeah.
"And I will judge, brethren, whom I'll judge."
Yeah. Yes.
Moses.
Yes, Lord.
Moses.
I looked around, folks. I'm going to tell you something. You're looking at a man, my friend, that's looked at the human race as it is right now. And brethren, this world is in a downfall mess. Can I tell you something? I don't want to be a part of this world. Can I tell you something? I'm not a part of this world. I have to abide in this world. I have to live here, thank God, among you, but I'm not, my citizenship's not in this world. Glory! Sin going to hell? That's a crazy question, ain't it? Let me say this: you don't believe it's going to hell, where do you believe it's going?
Right.
We're living in a midst of a world, folks, that believes at the end of the day that everything's going to be all right. You know the difference between me and them?
I said, Lord.
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
According to that word, that's the only way you're going to make it.
Yes.
It's by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And based on one of you here, my friend, that's discharged from the warfare, brethren, yes, you will. Preacher, you get too upset. I ain't near upset as much as the Lord is. I don't want to be one of these. I'm going to read it to you. If I can find it, I'm going to read it to you. Preacher, there's really something wrong with you, ain't there? You can sit around and you can watch this world, my friend. They can shout victory over about everything in this world. And they can cry and weep and mourn about everything in this world. They can sing and they'll tell you at the end they believe. I just don't know what they believe in. I'm going to say this. We're dealing with the same people that Ezekiel dealt with.
Yes.
Still part.
Yeah.
Out part. Still fled. Yes, sir. Rebellious. If we ain't living in a rebellious nation, I don't know where we are with
it.
You hear me? You hear me? But we're in a position these days to where we want to rebel against everything that God stands for.
Amen.
I'm glad God gave me the strength to preach this one.
Amen.
I didn't find too much of it for
another.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I am. I'm glad.
We got so many folks. We got so many good church-going folks. My friend gonna die and split hell wide open.
Preacher, I ain't gonna amen that. I'm gonna tell you something. You better get your heart right. Yesterday. He said, I don't know about you. He said, but death in our family is 100%. He's talking about
dying.
He said, I don't know about you, but he said, death in our family is 100%. I know I will one day. The thing of it is, you better be ready before that day.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well,
preacher, I can't help this world. Get saved and see if your world won't change. It'll do it. It will do it. I don't want to be one of these. And this is what the Lord told. He said, the Lord hath made all things for himself. All things for himself. Listen. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. I don't want to be one of them. Do you? I won't be one of them. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm just going to leave this straight about it. We'll ask you to get a verses. I know this morning that this is not a shouting message, but I'm going to tell you something. If ever the Lord's laid something on my heart, He laid this message. And I've done the best I could with it, but I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied, my friend, that God has sent this message that we might listen. Listen just one more time. I'm not a great preacher. I don't preach the great life. I don't preach driving the fence.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
Brethren and sisters, you are one or the other.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't no middle ground. Well, preacher, I got friends and they say this is going to happen. Believe what you want to. The truth of it is, you're going to anyway.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter of it is, God sent the children of Israel a message.
Yeah.
And do you know why He sent them a message? Because He was fixing to bring judgment upon thee.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
not but one person in this world that I can make a choice for.
Oh, man.